think this is more successful. I really like, you know, the big frame that I am. I'm comfortable at this height and weight, and I feel, you know, I can run very well.
What's your measure at?
6'2" and some change, and 220 pounds, I believe. Brian Murphy's my agent. Athletes first.
Who among the great receivers in the NFL?
I would say, Larry Fitzgerald, Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson. You know, them are the three, you know, I really like.
What's the interview process been like for
you? It's been all right. You know the questions that they're gonna ask. I know the questions that they're gonna ask. I'm comfortable in the position to answer, you know, anything. And it's just about answering the questions and, you know, moving forward.
What do you tell them about maybe your maturity level, or some of the team
that you've grown from it, that is behind you. It was a mistake that happened in the past, and that I'm moving forward.
How much have you grown and matured from those days?
I think I've grown a lot. You know, coming to the NFL now, you know, I think you do have to mature, you know, a great deal, because else, you know, you'll get behind a lot of things. Like they say, this is a professional sport, and, you know, you got to act like a professional.
Do you think this will hurt your draft stock at all or not?
I don't know. All I can do is, you know, be honest, you know, and tell them exactly what happened in my past, and, you know, go on from there.
Besides answering those questions, what else do you feel like you need to show scouts at the combine?
I think I just know how fast I am. Just show them, you know, I am doing all the drills there, and, you know, I'm excited, you know, to be in this position and to have the opportunity to showcase my talent.
What are you expecting to run, and do you feel like people kind of sleep on your speed?
I don't know yet. You know, I'm hoping and praying that it'll be a good number.
How do you describe your sort of
I'm just immaturity. People all the time, you know, have mistakes like this. You know, unfortunately, you know, it happened to me, and on a big stage, you know, going across the nation. But you know, it's about moving forward. It's about making sure you don't make the same mistake again, and you know, just keeping a positive head and, you know, staying on the positive side of things. He put me through a couple, kind of classes, stayed on my side the whole time, didn't go anywhere, make sure, you know, what I was doing every single day, making sure I was on top of the things that I had to do to accomplish to, you know, be back on the team possibly. And, I give him a lot of great, you know, thanks for, you know, him sticking by me, because in that position, you know, you never know, a coach could just, you know, rule you out of the thing and just kick you off the team, and you have no availability to, you know, be back on the team. So he gave me a chance, and, you know, I took that chance, and I'm moving forward.
What types of things did you do over the course of the past year to kind of reclaim your reputation?
Went to classes. Went to certain classes that I had to go to that he said, making sure I get a certain GPA, and just me communicating with him or, some of the guys under him, making sure that, you know, I'm in the right frame of mind.
What kind of habits did you change? Did you go out less or drink less? What did you do?
I went out less. That was probably it. And just kind of changed the whole environment around me, friends, just guys that, you know, I wouldn't have to be in that position of, you know, having to do things that would potentially put me in a troubled position.
What kind of classes did you go to that you're referring to?
I went to alcohol classes that at school that, with a certain kind of counselor with a whole bunch of kids from Notre Dame that kind of been going through some problems too. But it was a good experience, and I liked it.
Last year, your...
Pro style offense, it's a lot different from, you know, Coach Kelly being in the spread, and It's, you know, coming from, you know, being in this position now and going into the NFL, I think Coach Kelly's is, I mean, Coach Weiss is, you know, more into the NFL schemes and stuff like that. So it's good that I learned both of them, and I have a, you know, a little bit of experience in both.
Have you talked to the Browns yet, or are you scheduled to?
There's some similarities, route concepts, but I think it's they have their own different kind of things and what they do.
Have you talked to the Browns?
Excuse me?
What teams have you met with? You've shown a lot of interest.
Well, we were kind of in a room last night, and you know they just picked who they wanted to talk to, and you know I met with maybe 25, 26 different teams.
Are the Browns one of those? Have you met with the Browns or are you scheduled to?
Yes, I did meet with the Browns.
For 15 minutes, or when did you do that?
Oh, the formal meetings start tonight for us.
So are you scheduled to meet them,
I mean, I'm thinking they're on the list.
Last year, your run blocking really improved from your first 3 years. What did you do to help improve that?
I just figured, you know, I had to be an all-around. I want to be an all-around, you know, wide receiver. You know, a lot of people say wide receivers don't like to block. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, put that into my whole arsenal. And having a good running game this year at Notre Dame, you know, you never know when the running back can, you know, bust out of the hole and make a big play. So, you know, you got to make sure you're covered up.
Virginia Tech wide receiver, table 6.
Notre Dame, they moved, you know, rather than stay in the X spot. I mean, can you talk about that and how comfortable you are, where you're most comfortable?
I'm comfortable in all, you know, different positions, slot or outside. It's just making sure that I understand the whole, you know, offensive scheme of what's going on and all the route concepts. You know, at Notre Dame, it wasn't too hard for me. You know, different game plan every single week, just making sure you stay in the playbook and understand what, you know, the whole thing is doing that week.
What was the name of the alcohol
class? I don't know.
Talk to us about your my ball mentality, because whenever you watch film on you, you see when the ball's in the air, you go get it, and that's yours. What do you do to sharpen that? And you have like a basketball mentality, especially in the red zone.
It's practice. You know, you do it in practice, and you know, you do it, you know, every Thursday, the last practice of the week, just to kind of, you know, shape everything, get everything going, and making sure you're on top of things, and you know, it's catching from the jugs and high pointing the ball when it's in the air. I would say Larry Fitzgerald. You know, I like, you know, his style, how he is on the field, and how he, you know, shows himself off the field too. Always in a positive, you know, he's a positive character, great guy to be around. I worked out with him before, and he's just a guy that, you know, everyone wants to be around.
Have you met with the Ravens?
I think it's just being the all-around wide receiver. I think I have other capabilities. Not saying that, you know, this stuff I am the best at, which, you know, I need to improve on for sure. But, you know, just making sure I have all of it in my arsenal and just I'm ready to learn.
Have you met with the Ravens, and do you know if you're scheduled to?
It was pretty hectic like last night, so I don't remember.
Have you talked?
But I am scheduled with them, I believe, so yes.
Have you talked to Golden Tate at all about his experience at the Combine and what to expect?
No, more Jimmy. I speak to Jimmy more frequently, often. You know, whenever I get the chance, we send texts back and forth. And if I have questions, you know, he's the guy that I usually would ask.
How important do you think it is that you post a fast time in the 40 here in Pro Day?
I think it's important, and I think it's important for me just because, you know, I want to do the best that I can. And I'm going to, you know, try to put out the best numbers here. And you can only hope for the best.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys.